Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Look, we were talking a little bit earlier, and today you just broke the Ironman course record, and you did it in your first time out. And used to be, people thought experience was what made people good at Ironman. It seems with what you've done this year and what Thomas Hellriegel and Rainer Müller did last year, you're proving that experience isn't that important.
Experience is important, but if I knew because of my training, I completed all my training and it went perfectly. So if the training goes well, you are probably fit enough to do the race.
Okay.
But it's, you need experience to know. The experience is necessary to know the weak points of the race, the hardest point of the race, and also the competitors. You need to race against the competitors on that distance to know where the weak points are of the athletes and the strong points. But I studied the athletes weeks before the race to see where the weak points are, the hard points are, and I had some tactics that I was going to do during the race, independent how everything went.
Okay, now you haven't been to Hawaii before, so the conditions are different than anything you've dealt with. Any surprises out there conditions-wise, either wind or heat?
The wind is no problem because in Belgium I live at the coast and there's a lot of wind, and I go a few times of a year, I go to Lanzarote in the Canary Islands and there's a lot of wind there, so I wasn't afraid of the wind, but the weather, the humidity. I've done races where it was very hot, but today was, I think, very exceptional. For me it was that it was so hot, and especially in the energy lab there was no wind and it was really hot down there.
Now, the race turned out to be a two-man race. Thomas Hellriegel and yourself were separated yourselves from the group, caught Wolfgang Dietrich, and then the two of you were pretty much riding. He was in front for a while, then you were in front for a while. But you knew that coming in you would have a three-minute penalty that would be assessed at the end of the bike ride. Was there a point where you thought, I better try to get a little gap on Thomas so that that I have a gap going in when I'm sitting in the sitting doing my penalty, it won't hurt me that much?
No, well, like I said, for me it's the first race, so I didn't expect to win here, but for me it was like this, with a 3-minute penalty. I was sitting there doing nothing, waiting to get going. It's not ideal to do that, but I still, before the race, I said I'm going to run my own marathon, and I didn't want to leave Thomas, and the first thing I couldn't leave Thomas because he's a better cyclist than me, but he had a very, very good marathon today, and that is maybe because he didn't do so hard on the bike like he used to be. He had a new record on the bike, but the weather was ideal on the bike.
Right.
But I didn't panic when I started running. I say I'm going to run my own marathon. I was 3 minutes behind, and I lost even 2 minutes and a half. I went to 5 minutes and a half, and still I didn't panic because it's a marathon. It isn't finished after 30 minutes, like the Olympic distance.
Exactly.
So anything can happen, especially with the conditions.
Hey, you guys. Luke, when you started out on the run, you mentioned earlier that you tried to not go too fast too early, that you studied the course, you studied what happened last year in the race. How did your studying of last year's race help you early on in that run?
What happened last year, even in the men's races and the women's race, says to me that anything is possible in the marathon here, even 400 yards before the finish. So the race is over at the finish line, not 400 yards before, not 10K before. So that the results of last year and the coverage I saw on television of last year made me to know that. And also the course, like my friend and coach Didier Volkart, who participated here six years ago, he said to me that the difficult points on the course, like when you start, like also that I read in a magazine that Dave Scott said that maybe it's better to walk up the first hill than run up the first hill. So that helped me to decide to run really, really slow going up the first hill, and then we go down the hill and then go up the hill again and in the pit, and doing it very, very slowly. I lost a lot of time there, but it didn't matter because I didn't hurt my legs at the first 5K, because the first 5K was up and down.
Right. Now, you were chasing then for all the way down Elite U Drive. Were you getting splits, or you had an idea if you were gaining on Thomas?
Well, I lost time just until when we went on the main road.
Right.
And then I was at 5 minutes and a half. And actually, before the race, I was going to start running faster, keeping reserve just until when I came out of the energy lab.
Right.
And I stick to that. I ran not any faster during the on the main road. I caught up with Thomas. I gained time again, but not because I started running faster, because Thomas was slowing down. So when I went into the energy lab, actually I wasn't going to run faster there, but this time I was going, because Greg was way behind. So
right.
I say I will be second here. It's very, very good. I was going very, very happy. But there's a chance to win this race, but I have to do something about it.
You have to take
it.
A risk.
I have to take a risk. So I remembered, like last year, that Mark Cannon came out of the energy lab with 2 minutes behind Thomas, and he caught him 3 miles before the finish.
Right.
So I said, I need to gain some time here. I didn't want to wait for the 3 miles before.
You didn't want to wait till 24 or 25 miles.
I took a risk again, and I gained 2 minutes. So I came out of the energy lab with 2 minutes behind Thomas, and I caught him at the same place like Mark Allen did.
Did he try to stay with you when you caught up?
No. There was a difference. I caught him, and I stayed maybe 10 seconds behind him. And then I accelerated. I ran faster than I was running. And that hurts. But it's necessary to do that, because if you run maybe, let's say, 5 seconds a K faster, then it's possible to follow him. But you don't know how the guy feels. Maybe he was in a bad moment, and you can come back again.
Right.
So the Ironman here is moments, bad moments and good moments. Sometimes if you have a bad moment, it's possible you can get out of it and have good. Better moment.
Have you been in a race before where there's so many highs and lows, where you're feeling really good 1 minute and then not feeling very good the next?
No, because I never did longer distance. The longest distance I did was Nice, three quarters. It's 4K swim and a 120K on the bike in the mountains, and then it's a 30K run. So for me, that's an ideal course, because actually I'm a climber. I'm
right.
Better in the mountains than on a flat course. So for me, that was an ideal course. But I never experienced what I experienced here.
You broke the course record first time out. You first European to win the Ironman. This has to be obviously the biggest win of your life, but just how do you come back? How do you come back from that after doing that? Coming back and repeating would be great, but I don't think anything can match the first time.
No. No, it's never. Nothing will match this. Doing the first time and doing it in a new record, but I'm 100% sure that I still can. That I can still improve in my biking, because I had to work too hard and I lost too much energy on the bike to stay with Thomas.
Yeah.
And I know that I can still improve on the bike. So I will, like next year, for instance, that I can stay ahead longer. That Thomas will catch me later,
right?
And then I can follow him easier,
right,
than this year, and I will be fresher on the run, because I know that Thomas will work on his swim to,
yes,
come faster in front, and he will work on his running to run even faster than this year. So I have to work also, try to be stronger on the bike, to follow him easier, and then I will be fresher on the run to run faster than this year.
Now, you were saying in 1990, when you finished fourth at the World Championships, really in your first year out, that there was a lot of pressure on you after that, because of your great performance so early on and being young. And then between then and the last couple years, you had injuries and disappointing races and things like that. Now you come and you win Ironman when no one expected you to win Ironman. So we will have pressure going into 1997. You're a different athlete and a different person. How do you deal with the pressure that you're going to feel coming into next year's race?
Well, I will feel a lot of pressure when I do a race. doesn't matter which kind of race, European, world champion,
you're the Ironman champion now,
long
right?
distance.
Yeah, you can't sneak up on anybody anymore.
Second place won't be good enough for some people, but for me, if I do the best I can, and that's the second place, it will be good enough for me.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Luke, and congratulations. I think that's really exciting to have some new blood, and I think you're going to carry the mantle of Dave Scott and Mark Allen and do just fine with it.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Again, this is The Competitors. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Sports Toddy, Ironman, Ultra Wheels, and Brooks Running Shoes. Hold on. We will be right back.